Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, August 28th, 2019. I'm Rich Drapalino. Fitbit unveiled the Versa 2 smartwatch, which now includes Amazon Voice Services and Spotify integration. An onboard microphone can be used to make AVS commands or to dictate text replies on Android. The device has a 1.4-inch AMOLED display with smaller bezels than the original Versa, includes GPS, water resistance, and a new processor that enables 5-plus days of battery life or multi-day battery life with the screen set to always on. The Versa 2 also includes Fitbit Pay and a new sleep score system, which features estimated blood oxygen variation and smart wake. The Versa 2 goes on sale September 15th for $200, with a special edition bundle available for $230. Fitbit also announced Fitbit Premium, a subscription service that offers personalized goals, challenges, guidance, and eventually coaching. The subscription will cost $9.99 a month or $79.99 annually and will work with all currently sold Fitbit trackers and smartwatches. Subscribers will get detailed health reports that can be printed for physicians' visits, contextual data that looks across datasets to determine overall wellness gains, the ability to participate in health challenges with other users, and dedicated motivational and meditative audio content. In 2020, Fitbit plans to include access to a certified health and wellness coach for personalized advice to the service. Fitbit Premium will launch this fall. Canon unveiled the EOS 90D SLR and the M6 Mark II mirrorless camera, both based on a new 32.5-megapixel APS-C camera sensor capable of uncropped 4K and 120 frames per second 1080p video. The 90D offers 10 frames per second shooting, Canon's dual-pixel autofocus system, support for face tracking when using the optical viewfinder, offers a fully articulating touchscreen on the back with partial weather sealing. The M6 Mark II offers up to 14 frames per second shooting, includes dual-pixel AF that covers the full height and 88% of the width of the shot, USB-C charging, and an optional external electronic viewfinder that's included in a kit package. The M6 body starts at $849.99, and the 90D body starts at $1,199. Facebook announced Wednesday that starting in mid-September, political advertisers will need to provide more information before their ads will run. Commercial businesses, nonprofits, and NGOs will have to provide their tax ID number. Government and militaries will have to have a domain name and email address that ends in either .gov or .mil. And political action committees and parties will have to give their Federal Election Commission identification numbers. Ads that run under this program will include an information button that can be clicked to verify who paid for the ad. Smaller ad buyers will have to submit name, address, email, and phone number for their organization, which Facebook will verify. Former Google autonomous vehicle research engineer Anthony Lewandowski was charged by federal prosecutors on Tuesday with 33 counts of theft and attempted theft of trade secrets. These charges from the United States Attorney's Office in the Northern District of California are the latest in a legal battle involving Google, its self-driving car spinoff Waymo, and rival Uber. Lewandowski is accused of downloading more than 14,000 critical files about Google's autonomous vehicle research before leaving the company in 2016 and joining Uber the same year when Uber bought his self-driving trucking startup, Otto. Lewandowski faces a maximum of 10 years in prison, a $250,000 fine for every count, and additional restitution if convicted. Back in May, Telegram canceled its initial coin offering of a cryptocurrency called Gram. However, if Telegram does not launch Gram by October 31st, it has to give up the $1.7 billion it raised in pre-sales of the coin. Now, the New York Times reports that Telegram plans to deliver the first batches of Gram coins in the next 2 months. Sources told the New York Times that Telegram will create a digital wallet for all Telegram users to store Gram coins. Reuters reports that the U.S. Commerce Department received 130 applications from U.S. companies seeking to sell goods to Huawei, according to sources. In June, U.S. President Trump promised Chinese President Xi Jinping that exports of non-sensitive goods to Huawei could resume, and U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross promised timely responses to applications to resume trade back in July. According to sources, no applications have yet been approved, reflecting the complexities of interagency consultation required. Google announced it will shut down its job application tracking system, Google Hire, on September 1st, 2020. Customers currently using Google Hire won't be charged for using the service through the shutdown date. Hire was launched in 2017 and was based on assets received when Google acquired Bebop in 2015 for $380 million. Amazon announced new security subscription offerings for users of its mesh router system, Eero. The Eero Secure subscription offers warnings for sites flagged as potentially hosting malware and phishing schemes, as well as including parental controls. Eero Secure Plus offers the same features, but bundles in a VPN from Encrypt.me, as well as a subscription to the 1Password Password Manager. Eero Secure costs $2.99 a month, or $29.99 annually, while Eero Secure Plus costs $9.99 a month, and $99.99 annually. Google announced that Nest Hello doorbells can now detect package deliveries. The camera can now monitor doorsteps and alert users when a package is detected. The feature is limited to Nest Aware subscribers, and it will be turned on by default following an update. The feature can be turned off in settings. In the latest beta for Apple Music for Android, Apple added in support for streaming to Chromecast devices. This will allow playback through connected devices and allow music selection to be controlled by voice commands to a Google Home rather than using a phone. The beta also added in over 100,000 radio stations from TuneIn, Radio.com, and iHeartRadio. And finally, Microsoft sent out invites to an event October 2nd in New York, a year after its last major Surface hardware launch featuring the Surface Pro 6 and the Surface Studio 2. The Verge notes Microsoft has been building a dual-screen device codenamed Centaurus, which it demonstrated at an internal meeting back in June. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at DailyTechNewsShow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.